dismissed for Children's Church. God bless you as you go. Pete and Ruth Yacko, along with Mike and Sandra Salvi, got to be at the General Council of the Christian Missionary Alliance. They're going to share a few of the highlights, and we thank God for their lives, their faith, and what God is doing among churches across America and all around the world. Ladies first.
Well, we want to thank our pastor and our church elders and others for sending us to General Council in Orlando. We count it an honor and a privilege to represent our Norwin Alliance Church. Councils for all the churches in the United States, and we had a lot of people from overseas, and we thank God for each one of them. It gives us a little glimpse of what heaven will be like when we're all gathered together up there. Pete put a slip of paper with his name on it in a container at the Orchard Foundation booth. There are a lot of booths there, I think about 100. And you could win a free meal and dinner and dine with a missionary couple. Well, in the afternoon on Wednesday, he learned that his name had been drawn for that evening. And so we were able to be with Jim and Carol McDonald, who are missionaries to Turkey. And they're in one of the countries that we call creative access countries. They're not allowed to go as missionaries, per se, but they have a ministry, a job that they will do. And so their job is having a tourism and travel agency called Generations of Adventure. And they tour the seven churches that are mentioned in Revelation, plus Istanbul and many other places. They can tell the travelers about Paul and what he did in these cities. And if they ask questions, they are allowed to answer them. So it still gives them they're able to be missionaries like they really want to be. So they're very happy in the work to which God has called them. Sandra Salve and I were privileged to attend the missionary, the Alliance Women's Ministry Council luncheon. Hundreds of ladies attended. We're just guessing that how many were there. There were hundreds. And the offerings that are given through our ladies here in our church, plus all the other ones, the check was given that day and for needs of overseas ministries. And this year's national project is to raise $345,000 from all our Alliance women, and it'll be used for relevant overseas youth ministries. And we thank God for all the offerings that come in. Thank you for giving.
Living the call together, that's the Alliance motto for Matthew 28:18-20, is our call to work with the Lord. Council began with the hymn, "Yesterday, Today, and Forever, Jesus is the Same." The President welcomed the first bicentennial General Council of the CMA. And he said, "My hope is as we gather together this week, you will be refreshed, encouraged, challenged in your personal walk with God." That is what was there and was truly grateful to be a challenge to us. He then left counsel to the committee, and they chose seven Alliance pastors this time to minister to the group. One time there was 4,000 delegates, and about 2,000 of them were voting delegates. He then left the platform. The platform was made into the center. There was a difference this time. It was made where, similar like our church here, with the aisleways coming in, and they came in all the way around. There was 30 aisleways. And there was a 25-by-25 foot platform in the center. Electronically today, we have all kinds of things. And there was four screens going around and four down below to show everybody what was going on. And the speakers were chosen. And John Bechtel was a missionary for 51 years to Hong Kong and China. And if you were there, you would really be impressed by John. Council took on other changes. The business meeting is now called Ministry Strategy Session, and there was four sessions held this year. And the message from there was to change or to die. And we have people moving around the country today because of their jobs, and we are encouraged to use them while we have them. And then we find that a lot of churches have been closed because the churches have been left in a town and businesses went out and some of them have died. A lot of the people have went on to be with the Lord. And now there are churches that have we had to give up. We still, through it, gained three churches. And the main thing is to help the churches that are dying and help to do the work of the ministry. I was asked to be a teller. We were instructed to give a ballot only to those that had a white tag, and then they asked the others to sit in the back that were not voting delegates. And so there was quite a job to that because we had to go back and after we collected them to take them and put them in groups of 25, and then they ran them through the machine to be counted. In the U.S. today, we have 400,000 church members. This also needs to be changed. We need to be aggressive in our work to try and get others in. We are now totaling 4 million members. That is in Canada and in foreign countries. So we praise the Lord for that. And on Sunday was our missionary rally service. And there was groups that came in by bus. And it really filled the auditorium area. We had missionaries straggling in. And John Bechtel got up. And he said, "This is not a missionary rally and parade." And so then the thing changed. And missionaries came in from everywhere. And they came in around the platform. And they were five abreast. And what a challenge it was to see our missionaries that were there. Lord bless you and thank you for sending us today.